Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 4th June 1970, Public Order Act. On this day, 4th June 1970, the Senate passed the Public Order Act. This controversial piece of legislation was the outcome of a massive public meeting held in Independence Square on the 4th of May, when Prime Minister Barrow announced that he was going to introduce a public order bill. The primary motivation for introducing this piece of legislation was to prevent Black Power marches and protests from taking place in Barbados and to stave off the kind of Black Power protests that had rocked Trinidad and Tobago between February and April 1970. The Public Order Act required that any person who desired to hold or organize a public meeting or a march should apply to the Commissioner of Police for a permit and should await the decision of the Commissioner before advertising by loudspeaker the same meeting. Moreover, it would be a criminal offense punishable with a fine or imprisonment or both to preach violence or the overthrow of the government by force or racial hatred. From the time Prime Minister Barrow announced his intention to introduce a Public Order Act, there was intensive debate across the island. Another strategy utilized to inhibit the spread of Black Power was to ban important Black Power advocates from speaking at public meetings on the island. On April 17, 1970, the Barrow government banned Gennys Granger and Clive Nunes, two leaders of the Black Power protests in Trinidad and Tobago, from coming to the island to address a public meeting in Independence Square. On 10th May 1970, the government allowed Stokely Carmichael, the leading Black Power theorist, to land in Barbados, but prevented him from speaking at a public meeting. A few days later, Rosie Douglas, the Dominican Black Power leader, was given 24 hours to stay on the island, but proscribed from speaking at a public meeting. The government also revoked the permission it had given for the second regional Black Power conference to be held in Barbados later in July that year. The passage of the public order legislation in the upper house on this day, 4th June 1970, would go a long way in preventing the spread of the Black Power movement in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.